This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're playing a great football team. They're 7-0. They've got a lot of confidence. This has those playoff-type implication games, even though it is just week 8. We're aware of that. A lot of times when you're not playing a division opponent, it comes down to tiebreakers like this. There's still a lot of football and a lot that can happen throughout the season with momentum and the way teams play. But this is an important one. It's one of those Thursday games that the league loves so much. They're tough, obviously tough on the bodies, but we look forward to the challenge and look forward to the 3 days off afterwards.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth here on a Wednesday morning. The voice there of Aaron Rodgers talking about the challenge of taking on the 7-0 Arizona Cardinals on Thursday Night Football. It's a big game, one of the best Thursday Night games we'll get all year. So let's dive back into the NFL Week 8 here. Some of the games we like, some of the angles that have changed here, including some breaking news, which Joe, you touched on a little bit before our last break there. Ian Rapoport has a couple big nuggets for us. First, he says, according to sources, owner David Tepper and the Carolina Panthers are not expected to pursue Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson at this time. The quarterback has only waived his no trade for the Dolphins. This pretty much feels like there's been nothing besides the Dolphins. And the Texans are trying to drum up somebody else to give them an offer so they can go back to Miami and say, all right, you got to up the offer. But they don't have it. Like, it's Miami or nothing. And what's hurting this, it seems like Watson doesn't want to go anywhere but Miami. It just feels like, remember the Anthony Davis thing in the NBA a little bit? He just wanted to go to the Lakers. And he made it pretty clear, I'm only going to the Lakers. And eventually they traded him to the Lakers. This feels like Miami or nothing.
Yeah, but then we heard from the Dolphins yesterday, like, oh yeah, we'll trade, but everything's got to get resolved. That's not happening in the next 6 days.
No.
That's not happening.
Unless they're looking for a discount. Like, it's not resolved, so you're only getting one first-round pick because we don't know.
It's interesting that we're hearing from multiple owners right now. Now the countdown is down to just a matter of days right before the trade deadline. Sometimes we'll go full seasons. And here with the Bears, we never hear from the owner in season.
Right.
We usually only hear from him after the season, kind of at the postmortem press conference. I think we're finding out, well, early in the week, there was a sense that Watson would be dealt by the deadline. I think what we've uncovered is that Watson is not going anywhere, and he's going to be paid not to play this year.
It feels that way. Yeah, it feels like this is just a whole waste of time. So we'll see. The trade deadline a week from yesterday, 6 days away. The other piece of news here from Ian Rapoport, it does play into the games this weekend. Khalil Mack, not expected to play this week for the Chicago Bears. Garofolo and Rapoport reporting. Ailing foot, allowing a time to rest. It could end up an injured reserve here. So the Bears, without Matt Nagy, now without Khalil Mack for the game on Sunday against the 49ers, what's the latest in the number here? So 3.5 before this? 3.5.
It depends where you look. Like some books, some of the legal books have 3. Some have 3.5. I was just looking at the Vegas sports books. Some are at 3 and some are at 3.5. My guess is that we'll eventually land on 3.5. But Joe, think of it this way. I mean, listen, the Bears are bad. They've got arguably the worst offense. As long as Davis Mills is a quarterback, I won't say they're the worst offense, but they're clearly, you know, bottom three right now.
Mm-hmm.
How embarrassing is it? Seriously. Like, San Francisco who did not look good. They've been at one of the biggest disappointments in the league. They've lost four consecutive games. They could be 1-5. They're road favorites by 3.5 at your house. Like, that's how bad things are for the Bears. Nobody wants any part of them. I wonder if I'm going to have to bet on them. If I'm getting 3.5 at home.
You see, the total's 39.5. 39.5.
It opened at 43.5. Six straight unders have hit in Bears games. Six in a row. I mean, how can you have any faith in either offense to do anything? I get it.
No, I don't. I mean, are the Niners this bad? They might be. You hit it yesterday that they, I mean, they went from, oh, wow, the Niners are the Niners. They're going to be a playoff team, a Super Bowl team. They're this close to being 0-6. Like, they've been bad this season.
They were bad last season, too. I mean, they had a bunch of injuries, but they weren't. I don't think they lived up to expectations last season either.
Oh, I mean, they didn't come close to it.
Is it Kyle Shanahan? Like, why is there like such high expectations heading into the season? Because maybe they're just not a good team.
You know, are we starting to change? Like, sometimes when you see the same teams with a lot of injuries every year, like, something needs to be changed. And sometimes you have to start pointing to the coaches. Is it still random at that point? And I think we're still there with San Francisco.
Not this far into the season. It can't be random.
Why are they the team that stands out with the most injuries year after? I get that it's football, but it's always San Francisco and their top players going down.
Yeah, and I think it's just beyond Shanahan. John Lynch is in charge of the whole thing, right? Those two put the roster together. They've been together 5 years now. Guys, which one stands out as the outlier? 6-10, 4-12, 13-3, Super Bowl trip, 6-10, 2-4. There's one that just completely stands out as it does not like the other, and it's 13-3. I mean, they built that reputation on 1 year, and they were great that one.
Yes.
Year. Like, that wasn't – it wasn't fluky. They were really good in that season, but I don't know. If you can't beat the Bears without their coach and pass rusher and a quarterback that's swimming in the deep end, I'm out.
I think most people are already. And we know our guy, Michael Lombardi, he's 100% out on Trey Lance right now. So I think Jimmy G's going to be out there. I heard Eric Eager mention this, so I had to double check. Oh boy. Do you know that Mike Singletary has a better winning percentage as coach of the Niners than Kyle Shanahan?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But you're missing out on one thing. Shanahan never took his pants down in front of the locker room. At least as far as we know, he never did that.
Wow. 450 winning percentage for Mike Singletary. It's a 443 winning percentage now after that loss for Kyle Shanahan in now 5 years. 6-10, 4-12, the 13-3 year, 6-10. Like, and 2-4 so far. They're going to have another losing year. That could be four losing years in five seasons. Like, at what point do we say, oh, you're the offensive guru? Are you still the offensive guru?
The funniest part about the Shanahan thing is, like, everyone was, oh, well, he's held back by Garoppolo, right? Garoppolo is the only quarterback that ever wins games for the guy. The only one. The rest of them lose games.
I was just thinking about Trent Williams, because when he was in Washington, all he wanted was out. And he probably thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to a winning franchise. Nope. Sorry, buddy. Not happening.
Yeah, they haven't been.
It's a bad game.
Any chance to make the playoffs, they got to win this game. They can't drop to 2-5. They need to win this game. I still think there's a chance they make the playoffs. Right? We talked about it last week, you know, all those NFC teams in that 2-4 win range or whatever it is. They're still in that. The Vikings, and let's hit on that game because we had Sam on a few minutes ago. The Vikings-Cowboys game, it should be, you know, maybe the best game of the week. It's Sunday Night Football. Dallas up to 2.5-point road favorites in Minnesota against the Vikings. The total's 55.5. I didn't realize till Sam just said it to us how many yards the Vikings had a couple weeks ago before their bye against Carolina. The Carolina defense is still good, right? It slipped a little bit, but they're not losing because their defense. They're losing because their offense and Darnold are so bad. They had over 500 yards against that Panthers defense a couple weeks ago. Minnesota has a legit offense, and they've had it all year. We know Cousins has played well. They have the weapons on the outside. They have developed that third wide receiver now. I can't wait for this game. And Dallas is perfect against the spread. Feels like a shootout. I think it comes down to this. If Cousins protects the football, Vikings are going to win. We know the Cowboys win by taking the ball away. They don't stop anybody.
I think Sam's on the right side. I think he's on the right side. It makes sense. You know, the best – it's not perfect, but the best bet in this game is teasing Minnesota. Through the three,
ooh,
through
I
the seven,
that.
Up to 8.5 against Dallas.
That.
The only – it's not really a hesitation, but it is a very high total. He's right. This is going to be an absolute shootout. But Minnesota teaser is a good look. I hope we get three. I don't think we're going to get three. If you're going to pair it with another game, the other one that stands out is that AFC South matchup we've been talking about so much this week. Teasing Indy to 7 now, since they're the underdog. I'd like to get them to 1.5 and then through the 7. But right now, that really seems like the only teaser that stands out.
I'll give you a tease.
Zimmer at home. I mean, Minnesota needs a win in the worst way. Yeah, the Minnesota side is right. And remember, when we were talking about the power rankings earlier, I talked about the Cowboys. They have this impressive record. They're 6-0 against the spread. So you're buying them at the high point if you want to lay points on the road with them in Minnesota, where the Vikings seem to play well. Last four games, New England, New York Giants, Carolina, Philly. Not impressive opposition from the Cowboys.
Quick extra teaser leg. I like. How about the Jaguars up to 9.5? Geno Smith beating anyone by 10 would shock me.
That's a good one. I don't mind that.
Also, really quick, with the Vikings, primetime dogs are 14-7 ATS.
Home dogs too.
I like putting them in a teaser though.
Yeah, then you're covered then, right? You're covered if Kirk can't finish it at the end, right? The Vikings are down 4. 2 minutes to go, Kirk has the ball, and he can't polish it off with a win. But you win, right? You covered it. That's
who
the best
you say you like him with, Joe O? Who are you going to maybe pair him with?
Probably Indy. Colts.
Indy. And I like the Jags. All right, we'll come back with Nickel and Dime. BetQL Daily presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook.